both supporters and opponents asked lawmakers to tweak the ballot language. Brian Vicente is one of the chief authors of Amendment 64. He wanted new wording to show that people wouldn't be allowed to smoke pot in public and that the amendment wouldn't change employment policies. He also objected to provisions in the ballot comparing marijuana to tobacco.
As a campaign, we never compare marijuana to tobacco. We always compare marijuana to alcohol. We've done that for years. It's been part of the public discourse in this state. We feel the tobacco has a very negative connotation in Colorado, and that by mentioning the two together, you're linking them in the minds of the voters.
Lawmakers in both parties rejected those changes. Instead, they added wording highlighting marijuana can be especially dangerous to the brain development of youth. Several citizens testified that they have serious concerns about legalization. Gina Fenton of Denver is the mother of four sons and says she's noticed how prevalent marijuana use is among young people.
My friends' kids that are at the public schools that have open lunches, you know, they're going to get their hamburger and they're going to get their marijuana. It's right on Colfax. It's a five-minute walk from the school. This is the kids that are the honor students, the AP students. These are my friends' kids, captain of the tennis team. And frankly, there's, I think, more of a stigma now in smoking a cigarette than there is lighting up a joint.
The Marijuana Initiative also asked state lawmakers to pass an excise tax. But Democratic Senate Majority Leader John Morse added additional wording to say the amendment can't require lawmakers to approve the tax.
You've actually undermined, in my view, the entire constitution of the state of Colorado and arguably the federal constitution, in that you're telling me as an elected official how I must vote. I don't think under any circumstances that's ever been permitted.
The bipartisan legislative council gave final approval to the ballot. Colorado voters will see three ballot questions this fall. Lawmakers already referred a measure to update state personnel rules, and an initiative expressing support for reforming federal campaign finance laws received only minor changes. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.